Here's a check on stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. Sheffield Boy Scout Troop is offering a rabies clinic for cats and dogs on Saturday from 9 to 11 at the Sheffield Fire Department shed behind the Town Hall parking lot. Dr. Raymond C. Reiners from Sheffield will administer the vaccines. The cost, $12 per pet, with all proceeds going to Troop 28. Remember to bring your pet's previous rabies vaccination history. The Dover Rec Summer Theater Program will be holding an informational meeting at Boyce Park about this summer's productions of Beauty and the Beast Jr. on Saturday at 10 a.m. Great Barrington Think Food Conference, the future of farming, being held at Bard College at Simon's Rock from 10 till 5. Wasaic Project on Saturday at Maxim Mills, e-textile spring break social and seed swap. Now this runs from 1 to 6. The seed swap will be from 3 until 4 p.m. Sharon Audubon Center on Saturday, 3:30 until 5 p.m. Whose feather is that? Is that a wing feather, hawk, or owl? If you've ever seen a feather and asked the same questions, well, there'll be a feather ID workshop led by Zach Adams. The event is free with a suggested donation of $5. More information at 860-464-0520. On Saturday, Dr. Stephen Keith Sadegrin, Associate Professor of Sunbridge Institutional Institute in Chester Ridge, New York, Executive Director and Faculty Chair at Berkshire Waldorf High School, will present a talk entitled The Perpetual Crisis in U.S. Education at 4 p.m. at the Scoville Library in Salisbury. Armenia Democrats Rising Potluck Supper and Organizational Meeting on Saturday, 5 to 7:30, South Armenia Presbyterian Church, Paris House. Pulled pork sandwiches, coffee, and tea provided. You're asked to bring something else to share, like a salad, a main dish, dessert. Especially ideas, enthusiasm, and commitment, all are welcome. On Saturday in Hillsdale, the Rolf Jansen Library has a discussion, reception, and book signing with Ancrum residents R.O. Bleachman and Jennifer Burney, authors of a new book, God, 48 Famous and Fascinating Minds Talk About God. That'll be at 5 p.m. The Sharon Center School 8th grade pasta dinner will take place tomorrow at Sharon Center School. Dinner served continuously from 5 to 7 in the school cafeteria on Hilltop Road in Sharon. The meal consisting of salad, sorbet, bread, spaghetti with sauce or butter, meatballs or sausage, coffee, tea, juice, water, and homemade desserts. Tickets are available from any 8th grader and will be available at the door. Prices for tickets, children 4 and under when accompanied by adults, are free. Children 5 to 10 cost $5, adults $8, and a special family ticket, immediate family only, costs $25. All proceeds from the dinner will support the 8th grade class trip to Washington, D.C., and other 8th grade activities. For more information, 860-364-5153, extension 128, or extension 305. Cornwall Contra Dance happens in Cornwall, Connecticut on Saturday, beginning at 7. Still the homegrown band, calling by Rich Zambarella. All dances taught, no partner necessary, donations accepted to pay the caller. Two of Us Productions, a 501c3 not-for-profit theater company based in Columbia County, will present an evening of karaoke and singing fun for a fundraiser on Saturday night at the Grange. Music starts at 7 at Empire Road in Copaic, New York. Tickets can be purchased at the door or 518-329-6293. Concessions will be available during the evening. On Saturday in Millerton, the movie house has a screening of The Gardener, a documentary on the meaning of gardening featuring the late Frank Cabot, founder of the Garden Conservancy. Following will be a discussion. Bunny Williams will be there. That'll be at 7 p.m. First Congregational Church of Stockbridge hosts the Music on Main series Saturday the 7th at 7 p.m., an evening of swinging jazz, smoky blues, and a touch of twang. More information online at stockbridgeucc.org/events. Sharon Fire Department Ambulance Squad on Sunday has their pancake breakfast at the Sharon Firehouse from 7 until 10:30. Meanwhile, I think it's the final one of the year, the all-you-can-eat pancake breakfast put on by the American Legion Post 178. That happens from 7 to 11. Also on Sunday, Tri-State Mini Maker Fair, a showcase of creative makers of Northwest Connecticut in the Tri-State area at the Faircraft. Admission is free. If you want to register in advance, Eventbridge page to be eligible for a door prize. It's at the Hotchkiss School from 10 until 3 on Sunday. In Cornwall, Village Meeting House, the Cornwall Historical Society annual Norman Dorset Lecture, A Republic, If You Can Keep It, will be presented by Susan Herman, president of the National ACLU, in honor of Dorset's memory, 8 Bolton Hill Road at 2 p.m. Berkshire South hosting a Sunday tea dance on April 8th from 2:15 to 4:45 with instruction by certified ballroom Bloom and Latin dance teacher Ron Trito. It's $10 per person. Light refreshments will be served. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgans at the Interlake at interlakenin.com and Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average continued its up and down slide yesterday, going up 240.92 to 24,505.22. The NASDAQ starts today off at 7,076.55 and the S&P 500 at 26,62.84. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few minutes.